You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
The multi-party coalition governing the city of Johannesburg hosted a media briefing this afternoon where they addressed chaotic council meetings. And Johannesburg Mayor Mpho Paletsi has meanwhile laid criminal charges against several ANC and EFF councillors after a special sitting of the city council ended in chaos last week, with some coalition councillors allegedly suffering physical injuries. We speak to the John Moody, who is Action SA provincial chair for the Gauteng region. John, thank you very much for your time and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
We did expect a bit of an abrupt start to coalition politics because, after all, it's people at different, coming from different backgrounds with different ideas and different isms. But one would never think that it would reach to this point where it would become physical also.
Indeed. You know, we had seen disruptions in Tshwane and in Johannesburg over the past 5 years, but we did not expect it to escalate to the point where it was last week in the city of Johannesburg, where, quite frankly, the processes of democracy are totally and absolutely flouted and ignored, and actually indicated to us that this act of barbarism and anarchy actually puts quite a bit of a doubt on our democracy itself, in terms of the ANC being prepared to give up power when democracy, a democratic process, has removed them from that seat of power. So, you know, a person looks towards 2024, where there is a very real possibility of the ANC losing government at provincial and national level. And if this is an indication, an example of what happened on Thursday, a person begins to wonder what would happen at the provincial and national level should the ANC lose power there too.
Mm. Now, what led to the collapse, and not only the chaos, but what led to all of this violence that we saw playing itself out?
Well, the ANC went into that chamber on Thursday morning with the belief that they would have the numbers, the majority, to be able to elect themselves and the EFF and other smaller minority blocs, as they call themselves, into those positions of chairpersons of committees, as well as the chair of chair position. That's 17 positions in total. And we see what had happened in the Kurleni, where, of course, the ANC and the EFF, together with other smaller parties not part of the coalition, had the majority vote. And they were able to elect all those positions in the city of Ekurhuleni. They believed that they would do the same in Johannesburg. When it became abundantly clear to the ANC that they do not have the majority because the Patriotic Alliance had refused to vote with them, they then, and another one or two parties indicated that they would abstain, that is from their bloc, would abstain from getting involved in the vote. That is when they embarked upon a process of trying to destabilize the council sitting. In the first instance, they brought in, because of the COVID regulations, some of the councillors had to go to the old council chamber so that we were able to adhere to the COVID regulations. They then brought in EFF councillors who walked in en masse, and then it was Morani, the ANC leader, caucus leader, who got up and was the first to say, we are now transgressing the COVID regulations and therefore we need to call the meeting to an end. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was resolved by members of the coalition moving out of the council chamber, new council chamber, and moving into the old council chamber. When they couldn't get that one right, mm-hmm. of course, it was a matter of calling for a secret ballot. When the speaker ruled them out of order and ruled on the matter as per normal practice and tried and tested practice, and also in terms of the Structures Act, only three positions get voted for on secret ballot, and that is the mayor, the speaker, and the chief whip. When that was pointed out to them, of course, that is when they embarked upon a process of physically preventing officials from doing a count, because what the speaker then did is, after continued attempts to disrupt the meeting and not let the meeting continue, he then put it to the entire council as to which councillors are prepared to go ahead who are on a secret ballot and those with a show of hands. And of course, those with a show of hands were the majority. That is when they physically then prevented council officials from exercising the responsibility to count the number of votes, especially in the leading to the election of the chair of chairs. And that is where it led to a disruption where they physically went and approached the mayor, manhandled some female councillors, MMCs, physically removed, hit phones out of councillors' hands. Apparently, allegedly, another one of the Freedom Front Plus councillors was elbowed in his kidneys. And I saw them physically wanting to attack the mayor as well as remove the speaker from his chair. And, of course, after numerous attempts to try and bring about order in the chamber, the speaker had to embark upon a process of adjourning the meeting so they can continue tomorrow.
What does it say about the future of politics? I mean, what does it say for the ordinary man on the street who had taken out the time studying the manifestos or actually listening to the parties and the, all the canvassing was taking place? They're going out, they're voting, and then they see this kind of chaos taking place. What does it say to the future of the politics of the city and also to the ordinary citizens?
Well, as I'd indicated earlier on, the people of Johannesburg and in South Africa must sit up and take note of how the ANC is behaving and the EFF are behaving when the democratic process votes them out of power and they cannot get their way. That is the type of anarchy that they then resolve to making the chamber ungovernable, and also threats of making the city ungovernable. So we as ordinary South African citizens have to stand up and be counted and say, not on our watch. This is ultimately our democracy. All of us have to stand together and say to these anarchists that enough is enough, and we won't stand by idly to allow them to get our democracy, to place our democracy under threat and to go against the will of the people. I must indicate to you that there is precedent in terms of court rulings in Tshwane over the past 5 years, with ANC and EFF had walked out on meetings after disrupting them, etc. And the court had ruled that councillors will remain in chamber. They will attend council meetings because that is their fiduciary right and responsibility to do so, and that they will act with restraint. So therefore, tomorrow the speaker will embark upon a process where he will use, should they embark upon the shenanigans again, where he will use his entire arsenal of legal means to control the council meeting and to get the process underway. Should that fail, of course, the necessary court action will be taken. The court will be approached to take the necessary action against the councillors as individuals as well as a collective to adhere to the rule of law.
Mm. John, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated on Radio Islam International.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.